Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded in the red today in all contracts but the front month, September soybeans, which were just a touch higher, but we're 2 to 4 cents lower in the corn, about 4 cents off the low. The beans in November down 15 and a half at 10.37 and a quarter. That's the lowest close for that contract. And then wheat futures down 5 to 8, down 5 in Kansas City, down 8 in Chicago. They did bounce off the lows about 6 cents though. So to round out the day on a little bit of a positive note, if you will, since they did rally just a touch. The market didn't make new lows today. It got close, revisited some levels we've seen over the last month. But the market's really waiting to make new contract lows. And I'm guessing that tomorrow's Stats Canada report, if it's negative, that'll be a catalyst to just push it over the edge. But we've been in a downtrend since the beginning of May, and we're back to those levels we saw at the end of January for wheat futures. The Ukrainian situation's another deal. We're seeing some talk that they're going to audit their grain supply before they let any more of the high-quality wheat leave the country. And that's simply due to the fact that if there is some sort of war or skirmish escalates, they will be sure and have plenty of grain on hand to meet their domestic needs.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's Pro Farmer Tour notes were Illinois yield was 185, where the USDA is at 179. So we're a little bit above where the USDA is. Nebraska corn yield, though, was below at 164, where the USDA is at 173. And then Indiana was just a slight touch below for the corn yield at 185 bushels per acre, where the USDA is at 188. That Pro Farmer Crop Tour wraps up tomorrow afternoon as both sides from the east and west converge and add their numbers together. So that'll be tomorrow afternoon. We also, tomorrow morning, have the Stats Canada report for wheat. And then this morning's ethanol production showed that production was up slightly from last week, and we're still above last year. And stocks are up above last week and last year. And, of course, they've been making money on the Iowa margins. So looks like ethanol production will remain strong. Tomorrow morning, we've also got the export sales. We're expecting weekly bean sales to be 750 to 950. Corn sales, 700,000 to 950,000 metric tons. And then wheat sales, 400 to 550,000. Over the next 7 days, we'll also talk a little bit about a tropical storm out in the Atlantic that could change the weather pattern here in the U.S. over the coming weeks.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. August live cattle were down $1.25 at $149.25. August feeders closed down $2.20 at $214.95. And October lean hogs were down $2.32 at $92.50. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was down 5¾ cents on the day at 6.18¾. Chicago September corn down 3 at 3.59½. September soybeans were off half a penny at 11.19¾. And October cotton was up 185 points at 65.32 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.